Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Pamela S. Harper is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Pam is a great friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, nationally known expert on management expert and a consultant. She does a lot of speaking around the country on these issues. Her book is called Preventing Strategic Gridlock. She's helped us so much over the years in learning how to be better managers of our business, and she's here today to do that very thing. Pam Harper, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be back, Jim.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, Pam. I know that you've been doing a lot of work lately on expectations, and this is something that I've been trying to talk to my folks about over the last 2 or 3 years, and this is how customer expectations are changing and how we have to be prepared and to find out what their new evolving expectations are and adjust our management style, the way we operate our business, the way we go to market around customer expectations. But you say that we need to, with regard to some of our stakeholders, we should be shaping their expectations. Can you help us with that?
Oh, absolutely, Jim. I mean, the fact is that we are constantly shaping expectations of our stakeholders, customers, employees, vendors, alliance partners, you name it. Whether you know it or not, you are constantly shaping expectations. So let's be right up front and talk about how we can do a better job of it.
Even customers?
Especially customers.
Oh.
The fact is that we have all kinds of expectations that we are constantly putting out in front of our customers, whether it's speedy service, or at the very least, it's a product or a service that's going to be very functional at whatever level that is.
Mm-hmm.
We have expectations about what does satisfaction mean. You know, I may think that satisfaction means one thing as the person who has the company, but my customer may be thinking about something else, and we don't know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, it goes back to how can we do a better job of shaping expectations?
Well, I agree with you. Of course, when I talk about expectations about customers, I'm talking about how they want to be reached, how they want to be connected to, how they want to be informed, how they want you to deal with them. But I do agree with you that there also are There are areas where we need to shape the expectations of our customers with regard to, for example, if they have been used to getting something delivered every day of the week, and you'd like to go to a 3-day-a-week schedule to be more efficient, then you have to train them on how to order products for a 3-day-a-week delivery. That would be an example.
Well,
what do you think?
That would certainly be an example, but the first thing too is to understand what they expect in order to be satisfied. In other words, if I change my policy, if my customer changes their expectations and they want even more delivery, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. we decide to cut back, there's a mismatch
That's
of expectations,
right.
even
That's
if
right.
I train my customers.
Right.
So how
do we manage all that? How do we manage what we want, what's best for our company, for our business, and our customer expectations?
Well, I think that it starts with a few things. I have a few points that we found in helping our clients in shaping the expectations for their own companies. And I think the very first thing that I would say is it's incredibly important to ground your own expectations in reality, your own expectations.
Hmm.
You know, the thing is, so oftentimes we kind of blur all of our expectations together. We need to separate out which expectations are based on concrete evidence, assumptions, or wishful thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that.
So you think some small business owners have their expectations are based on wishful thinking?
Wishful thinking. I think that we're going to grow at about 100% this year. I wish.
Uh-huh. Right.
But what's it based on? And so if you look at, for example, the economic reports that are out there and the predictions, they go up and down and up and down by the day, by the moment. How much of that is wishful thinking? How much of it's in evidence? How much of it's in assumptions? And having a very clear understanding of that really gets to looking at your own company with fresh eyes. For example, there was an example of one of our clients who realized that his organization was going to need to make substantial changes in the way that they actually worked with their employees in order for people to be more responsive and agile.
Mm-hmm.
And they were figuring they were going to have no problem growing, but the way that they had been set up, it took a while for people to get permission to do things. So how could the employees respond
mm-hmm.
quickly to their customers when they had to go up three levels?
They didn't do the due diligence. The management didn't do the due diligence on what the obstacles were.
The thing of it is that, and I'm sure that we can all relate as small business owners on one level, is that we are so immersed in trying to satisfy our customers and do what's right, and we're growing. You know, so many of us are growing
mm-hmm.
that we don't even realize how things have changed. It just happens. Just like as people, we change without even realizing sometimes to what degree we've personally changed.
So when we have these, so now we're talking about our own expectations. So
what you're saying is when we
have expectations about how we need things to go in order to improve the business, one thing we have to do is do our homework, right? Make sure that our expectations aren't, what did you call them earlier, wishful thinking?
Wishful thinking, or that
yeah.
they're not assumptions. In fact, the more concrete evidence that you have about why you believe that
mm-hmm.
you're going to be able to do a better job of delivering on your expectations, the better you're going to actually be able to deliver on them.
Well, this comes under the heading that I call no surprises. I don't like surprises in business, as a manager. Surprises are for birthdays. and so the way I avoid surprises is by doing the homework.
That's right. Look at your organization with fresh eyes.
Exactly. Hold on to that thought. Pam, give us your website quickly, please.
It's businessadvance.com, and you can also see these tips that I'm talking about when you go to the blog, the
right.
Harper Report. It is there for you to click on to.
All right. So check it out, folks. Businessadvance.com. Quick break. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.